In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kerutzon ton logon. Those words have been upon my heart, as well as upon the inscription in my office since, in the last 22 years, since I left these halls. It is both the admonition, and it is also my desire again this morning, that is focus and singular point of what we do here before this Word of God this morning. Preach the Word. And in the Word before us this morning, we find ourselves along with Jesus at the episode of his life when he approaches an intersection. An important part of intersections in our urban life are crosswalks. Crosswalks are those places in urban life where our school children and we can cross against heavy traffic safely and without fear of being run over by all of the trucks and the cars that go whizzing by. Jesus comes to an intersection this morning in his ministry, an intersection intentionally placed before him, one which he took up of his own volition and choice, the intersection between all of the powers that sin and death and the devil could throw in the traffic before him. The intersection first charted in the Garden of Eden, in the fall of Adam and Eve. The intersection of which we are inheritors because of our nature in them and the sin which permeates all of our being. As Lutherans, we do not often talk about decision theology, and yet this morning in the text before us, there are clear decisions here. But the decisions are not ours. The decision before us today is God's. One little phrase holds the heart of God in the word before us this morning. The words simply translated in the NIV by the word must, or in others, it is necessary. It was necessary. For the cross before our Lord, the intersection which he was approaching was not some uncharted course by some cosmological engineer. It was not some divine accident, nor some inevitable event before him that he must be forced towards. That intersection and that crosswalk that he must follow was God's choice for you. It was necessary. Not ordained first of all by our sinfulness, but first and foremost by God's love for you as his own child and his mercy towards us. Out of love for you as a sinful human being and his desire to have you own as his own, it was necessary that Jesus approach his crosswalk, his Via Dolorosa. That truth is inscribed here in the response that he gave to Peter, recognizing it not only as his heart and voice, but the very voice of the devil himself, first spoken vocally in the wilderness event of his baptism, but of his choice. Christ walked the crosswalk for us, facing the worst of the trafficking of sin and death and the devil in our place, and secured for us from that gift a crosswalk by which we may live life. We could stop in the word right there and have proclaimed very clearly God's atoning work, but we have not yet keruxon ton logon the text. For the word before us is not yet finished until you also hear the word of the Lord when he says, now take up your cross and crosswalk with me. Step into life. Step into life in a whole new way. For the cross you take up is not the burden that the world puts on you, but the cross by which you are redeemed. And there are intersections in this day for each of us, whether here on campus, or in your home, or in your workplace, in this day, in this week, you will approach those intersections where sin and temptation and the devil himself, in all of the traffic he can throw on you, would literally run over your hope, your security, your faith itself. In those moments, hear the invitation of God to crosswalk with him. For he is one not only who has crossed before us and stands on the other side, beckoning us towards him, but takes us by the hand and securely walks with us in the face of all of the traffic of our lives, guiding us, guarding us, and securely promising us that we walk with him, that he has gone before us, and that with him we are already more than conquerors of the traffic in the intersections of our life. Thank God for that gift we have. I invite you to crosswalk this day with him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.